Shafts of light shoot up from the Earth, spinning in space, in white letters running around the center of the globe, the name Universal. www.universalstudios.com. Clothes lie strewn. Universal Pictures presents a Warren Zeide, Craig Perry production.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're so good.
Oh, yes, I am the best, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a tit. That is a tit.
Oh.
Yes.
Watching a video.
Oh, you're so big.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right, baby.
Oh, doggy wants to hide his bones.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm bone smuggling, baby.
Man, would you shut up?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Jimmy. Just wanted to say sweet dreams.
Yeah, sweet dreams. Good night, Mom.
Yes, good night.
Something wrong with the reception?
Yeah. There's this nature show
that
I'm trying to watch, and the birds are all scrambled, and I can't even...
Jimmy, yes.
Baby,
ride me like a pony.
Thing must be broken. I sat on the remote or something.
Ready for bed, son?
Yep, I'm all set, Dad.
No, I think he's trying to watch some illegal channels here.
Illegal channels?
This is just a bad reception, honey.
I'm gonna spank my hairy ass.
What's that?
Oh, baby.
You know what? Here, just give me this, please.
Oh, yeah.
And let's get this.
Yeah.
Oh.
No. Yes.
Okay. Let's. How's the matter with this thing? Right?
Yes.
Jim's father has whipped a cushion off Jim's lap to find Jim concealing a massive erection in a tube top. American Pie. Oz and Jim walk towards East Great Falls High School.
Illegal channels? Shit. If there's any channel that should be illegal, it's that all-woman's channel. Lifetime supply of pantyhose or some shit.
Yeah. Hey, did you see the Little Mermaid on TV the other night? No? Ariel, man. She's so hot.
She's a mermaid, dude.
Yeah, Oz. But not when she's on land.
Come on, Vicky. It's Stifler's party. We gotta go. It'll be great.
Why? All that happens at Stifler's parties is a bunch of people get drunk and do it.
Yeah.
Now, come on, Kevin, open it.
It's a big, thick envelope, Vicky. You got in.
If you think so, just open it.
Fine.
Kevin pulls up outside the school in his car with Vicky and reads the contents of the envelope.
Dear Miss Latham, we're sorry, but after keeping you on the waiting list for the past couple of months, we've decided that you are now rejected.
Shut up!
You got in.
I love you.
She hugs him.
Okay.
In the modern school building, dark-haired Jim and athletic Oz climb stairs to a corridor.
Hey, you think I should wear this shirt to the party?
You've worn that shirt for like 3 days in a row, man.
Guys, she said...
Said what?
She said she loves me.
Holy shit, man. Dude, the L word?
Cornell's not that far from U of M.
Yeah, it's only like 7 hours. Oh, and you get to drive across Canada. Beautiful country.
Whatever. It's doable. What we should do today, in band, instead of playing our instruments regularly, we should play them backwards. That'll be so funny.
Yeah.
Kevin, Oz, and Jim eye the musicians as if they're weird. Jessica and Vicky.
Look, no offense, but you're talking about a post-high school, long-distance relationship. And you and Kevin haven't even done it yet.
That's not why we're going out.
What do you expect him to drive to Cornell for? Milk and cookies?
We're gonna have sex. When he's ready and I'm ready. It's gotta be completely perfect. I want the right time, the right moment, the right place.
Vicky, it's not a space shuttle launch, it's sex.
A geeky guy sits on a bench reading. He has a thermos.
Finch.
Here's the man we are looking for.
Gentlemen.
What's going on, buddy?
Same old.
Finch, you got the Latin homework?
Oh, canis meus e comodina. It means my dog ate it. It's Latin. It's a joke. It's a Latin joke.
Yeah, Latin.
Yeah.
Just drink your coffee, Finch.
You know, Jim, it's mochaccino.
What?
What I'm drinking, it's mochaccino. It's not coffee.
No! What's up, dude?
You coming to party tonight, Ozzy? You fuckface?
Depends if my date wants to stop by. I'm working on something new.
I got an idea about something new. How about you guys actually locate your dicks, remove the shrink wrap, and fucking use them?
Dude, it's gonna happen. She's a college chick.
Yeah, all right. I'll see you guys tonight. I'll look for you in the no fucking section.
Jim, Kevin, Oz, and Finch in Dog Years Diner.
All right, I'm shooting for a 9 o'clock ETA, beer in hand by 5 after. Breath check?
Please. Kevin hands out gum.
Thank you.
Finch gargles mouthwash and spits it in his cup.
I wish you wouldn't do that.
So you got something up your sleeve for tonight, Finch?
This is a foolproof plan, my friend.
I have a serious question to ask you guys. Okay, you know Nadia, the Czechoslovakian chick? Well, she might be there tonight. Now, do you think she would prefer laid back, Jim? Or cool hip, Jim?
I don't think it really matters with that shirt that you're wearing.
What? Correct me if I'm wrong, but you're the one with the girlfriend and you're still stranded on third base.
Hey, at least I know what third base feels like, okay? You're still just a bat boy.
Bat? What are you talking about?
Outside.
Guys, what exactly does third base feel like?
Kevin to Oz.
You want to take this one?
Oz holds Jim's shoulder.
Like warm apple pie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Apple pie, huh?
Uh-huh.
McDonald's or homemade?
Gentlemen, destiny awaits.
Kevin stalls his moped. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Drinking shots.
That's number 5 and 6 for the Stiffmeister.
He sees a babe.
Yeah. Oops. Holy Lord. Nadia, buenos dias. Glad you could make it. I'll be back for you later.
Stifler has slapped one babe's butt before moving on to Nadia. He walks on to the front door.
Now the party starts! Welcome to Stifler's Palace of Love, fellas. The kids are back there! Enjoy! Yeah. Vicky, Jessica, great to see you. Glad you can make it. Sherman!
Hey!
What the fuck are you doing here?
Sherman moves through the dimly lit rooms to Jim and Kevin.
Hello! What's going on?
Sherman, not much, just scoping the babes.
Indeed. Some fine ladies here, boys.
Mm-hmm.
Confidence is high. Repeat confidence is high. Sherman is moving to DEFCON 2. Full strategic arsenal, ready for deployment. Hey.
You have something going tonight, Sherman?
You see that central chick? Brunette?
No.
She's around. Seems she's taking a liking to me. Fellas, it's time she experienced the Shermanade.
Yeah, okay, Sherman. Whatever.
I'm a sophisticated sex robot sent back through time to change the future for one lucky lady.
Go get him, Tiger.
I'll be back.
Dweeby Sherman goes.
Hopeless.
Completely.
Hi.
Hey, Vic. Oh, shit. Guys, there is Nadia, and she just looked at me.
Well, why don't you go talk to her?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right, Kev. I should just go talk to her. No. Yeah, I could do that. Sure. Kev.
Kevin and Vicky have gone. Pretty Nadia smiles over at Jim, who tries to look cool as he walks towards her. Oh. He bangs into something and stumbles, but continues to walk towards Nadia. Nadia, who has white teeth and long dark hair, smiles as Jim approaches her and the two girls she's laughing and chatting with.
That's great.
Their smiles fade and they look at him perplexed, as if he's a little crazy. Jim's smile fades and he raises his drink awkwardly.
See you later.
He turns away with a fixed smile. Stifler opens the door to the band dorks. Michelle pipes up.
We're here for the party?
What party? There's no party.
Stifler! Party!
Weird.
He sips beer.
Try the house down the street.
So, what's your major?
Postmodern feminist thought.
Cool. Great night, isn't it?
Sure.
Oz is in the college girl's car.
It's something about the springtime that's just cool, you know? Like the smell of fresh rain or something. Suck me, beautiful.
What did you just say?
Suck me, beautiful. Let's call me Nova. As in Casanova.
That's pathetic.
Geez, you don't have to laugh at me.
Well, there's just some things you need to learn, that's all.
Like what?
Well, you've got to tone it down. You don't need to come to a place like Lookout Point and spout off cheeseball lines to be romantic.
Okay.
You have to pay attention to a girl. Be sensitive to her feelings. Relationships are reciprocal. Come on, Casanova. I'll take you back to your friends.
Blonde Vicky and Kevin are snogging.
Vicky, I think it's time to take the next step in our relationship.
Tonight?
Yeah, it's such a perfect evening. I mean, it's how you've always pictured it, isn't it?
Man, my car's fucking stinking.
Dude, you gotta take this shit. You smell like a Yeti.
Or not.
Just relax.
She moves her head down to his crotch.
You actually said that?
Stifler talks to Oz.
Shut up. Hey, you did a hell of a lot better than I did with Nadia.
Oh, thanks, Jim. That's great. That's really reassuring.
Hey, no problem, Nova.
Hey, don't call me Nova anymore. I'm a fraud.
You guys are pathetic.
I'm gonna find myself a little hottie.
Sorry, beautiful!
In a bedroom, Kevin's on his back. Vicky moves up his body briefly.
Let me know.
Okay. Keep going.
Jim and Finch.
I should be able to talk to girls. I'm articulate. You know I got a 720 on my SAT verbal.
Bullshit. There's no way.
Kid you not, man. Listen. Copious. Verisimilitude.
In the bedroom.
Oh, now.
Vicky gets off Kev, who, with his back to her, finishes off into his half-full plastic beer mug.
Suck me, beautiful!
Damn it, Stifler.
Checkout time!
Please.
Vacate the room.
You are such a jerk.
Fully dressed, they go. Stifler shuts the door.
God, I can't believe how many cool people are at this party.
Yep.
He sits on the bed, she paces.
And you got a keg, too. Wow.
Indeed.
Stifler sits on the bed and pats it for her to sit beside him, and she does so shyly.
Oh, wait, I left my beer downstairs.
No. Here, babe.
The beer Kevin's left.
Thanks.
You're really beautiful. Oh.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Stifler affects a coy laugh. She's about to sip the beer, but he takes it from her and begins to snog her.
You know what? I don't know if I want to be doing this.
Doing what?
Well, you know, like, if we hook up tonight, tomorrow I'll just be some girl you go telling all your friends about.
No way!
Steve, you could at least look at me when you say that.
Look. Sarah, I won't go telling stories or anything about you. I promise. So just relax. Take it slow. And let the good times roll.
Okay.
All right.
He swigs Kevin's beer.
What's wrong? What is it?
Stifler starts to gag.
What's...
xenophobic.
Jim watches Sarah run past.
Regurgitation.
Oh, I know that one.
To Jessica.
Kevin likes it.
He likes getting ahead. Gee, what a total shocker. What about you, Vicky? I mean, have you just never had one with Kevin, or have you never had one, period?
I've had one. I think.
Okay, that's a no. No wonder you're not psyched about sex. You tell me you never even had one manually?
I've never tried it.
You never double-clicked your mouse?
Nice.
Oh, Jesus. Stifler, you drink, man.
Hey, Stifler. How's the pale ale?
You.
A photo of a hot-looking older woman.
That's Stifler's mom? Yep. Shit. I cannot believe a fine woman like this produced a guy like Stiff. Dude! That chick's a MILF! What
the hell's that?
M-I-L-F. Mom, I'd like to fuck.
Yeah, dude! Oh, yeah!
Yeah!
guys.
Sherman, what's going on?
Yeah, don't you think you fellas could try a little tact? I got company, if you know what I mean.
The babe's in the bedroom behind him.
She's hot.
If Sherman has sex before I do, I'm gonna be really pissed.
Sherman? The Shermanator?
A guy snogs the photo of Stifler's mum, Kevin, to Jim.
Enough of this blowjob bullshit. I gotta get laid already.
That's nice. Really, really nice. Can I have a ride?
Sure.
Vicky, wait.
Not for you.
She sweeps out with Jessica.
Yeti! I am the Yeti!
Walks drowsily into Stifler's drawing room where Oz and Kevin come to on couches. Finch is in a chair sipping from a brandy balloon.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Finch, where were you last night, huh? What happened to that foolproof plan of yours?
Well, I was going for a fashionably late entrance and I was too late, so no ladies left.
It was very special.
Guys.
They see Sherman with his slender hottie.
I'll never forget this.
Oh, I'll never forget it either.
Thank you.
Well, bye.
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 He sees her out.
Fellas, say goodbye to Chuck Sherman the boy. I am no man. I highly recommend you join the club. We are doing the wild thing all night. I'm exhausted.
I don't get it. I mean, how the hell did you do that?
It was just my time. It was just my time.
Best of luck to you boys.
Sherman swaggers out.
I cannot believe this.
Come on, guys, you know, we should be happy for Sherman.
They look at Finch as if he's crazy.
No, we shouldn't be.
You know, I put in months of quality time with Vicky. Sherman meets a chick for one night and scores. This is just wrong.
Oh, shit. How the hell am I supposed to become this Mr. Sensitive Man?
You know, we're all gonna go to college as virgins. You realize this, right? I mean, they probably have special dorms for people like us.
All right, I got an idea. But it's gotta stay between us. It's really simple. We just gotta make an agreement. Or, no, it's more than an agreement.
What, a bet?
A pact. No money involved, more important than any bet. Here's the deal. We all get laid before we graduate.
Dude, it's not like I haven't been trying to get laid.
Think about when you work out, Oz. You gotta have someone there, right? Someone to spot you, someone to keep you motivated. Well, that's exactly what we can do for each other. I mean, we'll be there to keep each other on track. Separately, we are flawed and vulnerable, but together, we are the masters of our sexual destiny.
Their tiger style kung fu is strong. But our dragon style will defeat it.
Guys.
The Shaolin masters from East and West must unite. Fight and find out who is number one.
Guys, come on, you're ruining my moment here. I mean, this is our very manhood at stake. We must make a stand here and now.
He stands on a chair.
No longer will our penises remain flaccid and unused. We will fight for every man out there who isn't getting laid and should be. This is our day. This is our time. And by God, we will not stand by and watch history condemn us into celibacy.
Amen.
I like that.
Yes. We will make a stand. We will succeed.
About time!
We will get laid!
Yes!
Woo-hoo! Now, sex. It's gotta be valid, consensual sex. No prostitutes. That's what you're thinking, Finch.
Busted.
So basically, prom is our last chance.
Oh, dude, prom sucks.
I know. But you gotta think about it this way. I mean, all the afterwards, the chicks are gonna wanna do it.
Yeah, he's right. It's like, it's like tradition or something.
Like the Rose Bowl.
So, that gives us
exactly 3 weeks to day.
They all nod.
We're gonna do this.
All right, to the next step.
Next step.
Yeah.
Sitting in dog ears, they chink their soft drinks. In his bedroom, Jim looks up a florist in a directory and shows it to Kevin. Out in front of the high school, Finch opens a metal lunchbox and shiftily takes out a tube which he blows on. Working on his computer, Jim signs up to e-dates. He cocks an eyebrow and poses for a photo he takes of himself on his webcam. Finn Jim screws together a putter. In Jim's bedroom at night, Oz watches TV intently as an attractive blonde woman paints pottery and arranges flowers. Jim looks up from reading a magazine and stares at Oz perplexed. Vicky opens her locker at school. Kevin's beside her.
Well, did you get the flowers?
Finch rolls out a strip of AstroTurf and places a golf ball on it. Vicky slams her locker shut. Jim has no replies in his E-Date mailbox. In a school corridor, Kevin hands out boxes of condoms with enhanced pleasure printed on them. He gives one each to Oz and Finch, and Jim takes three. Jessica to Kevin by the lockers.
Don't worry, you'll get her back soon enough.
You think so?
Sure, she likes you.
Well, I like her too.
Do you love her?
You know what? You can't really ask me that.
Well, if you want to get her in the sack, I mean, just tell her you love her. That's how I was duped.
Look, Jessica, I don't want to dupe her.
Jessica smiles.
All right. What you need to do is learn how to press a girl's buttons. You have to give her what she's never had.
What's that?
Let me give you a hint. Oh, Kev. Yeah. Comprende?
You mean an orgasm?
You got it, stud.
Well, you know, I'm pretty sure that I've given her a...
No, you haven't.
Well, there was one time...
No.
Oh, man.
Look, kid, it's up to you. The big L or the big O.
Vicky!
You gotta see this.
You believe in magic in a young girl's heart.
Oz has joined the choir.
Whenever it starts and it's magic. If the music is groovy, it makes you feel happy.
What did
like
you cocks do to him?
I'll tell you about the magic, it'll free your soul. But it's like trying to tell a stranger about rock and roll.
Great. See you next time.
Stifler rolls his eyes. Oz runs up.
Hey, guys. Came to watch me in action?
Yeah. Yeah, I think you sounded pretty good.
Yeah, man. I think you need your balls reattached.
Hey, keep it down, dude.
What the fuck are you doing here?
This place is an untapped resource. I mean, check it out. These vocal jazz girls are hot.
Why the hell is he joining jazz choir so late? Maybe he's preparing for another senior year at East.
You guys, we don't even know him.
She smiles at Oz, who smiles back.
You dipshit. You're expecting to score with some goody-goody choir girl Pris? These chicks don't know me. I mean, I can work this sensitive angle here, fellas.
You know, it's just like that college chick told me.
All that you gotta do is just ask them questions and listen to what they have to say and shit.
I don't know, man. That sounds like a lot of work.
Jim examines a condom in his bedroom.
Just a second.
He hurriedly stuffs the boxes of rubbers into a bedside drawer.
Come in, come in.
Oh, Jim, you're here. I was just walking by your room, and you know, I was thinking, boy, it's been a long time since we've had the little father-son chat. Oh, I almost forgot. I bought some magazines. Do you want to just flip to the center section?
It's a girly mag.
Well, this is the female form, and they have focused on the breasts, which are used primarily to feed young infants, and also in foreplay.
Right.
This is Hustler, and this is a much more exotic magazine. Now, they have decided to focus more on the pubic region, right. The whole groin area.
Uh-huh.
Look at the expression on her face. You see that? See what she's doing? She's kind of looking right into your eyes, saying, "Hey, big boy. Hey, how you doing?" You see?
Right.
Shaved is a magazine I'm not too familiar with, but again, if you flip to the center section, well, you see the detail that they go into in this picture
mm-hmm.
here. It almost looks like a tropical plant or some underwater thing. Do you know what a clitoris is?
Oh, my God.
Yes, I know what a clitoris is. I forgot you've been there and back.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I shouldn't have got hot there. Well, you know what I'm going to do, Jim? I'm going to just leave these books here for you to peruse at your leisure.
Wait.
His dad opens the bedside drawer and finds the condom boxes and the rubber Jim was examining.
Well, safer than a tube sock. Okay, that was good.
Yeah.
His dad puts the mags in the drawer.
See you at dinner.
See you at dinner. So, Finch, this is your plan? You know, I don't think girls are into the whole mini-golf thing.
Kevin, I'm sure that they're not. Actually, there's one small matter that I need to ask for your cooperation in the spirit of this whole pack, you know?
Sure, what do you need?
Whatever you hear about me, you agree. And tell all the boys the same thing. Look, I gotta go. 16 minutes round trip.
You know, Finch, it's senior year. I mean, don't you think it's time you learn how to take a dump at school?
When was the last time you looked at the facilities in the school?
He goes. Girls urge a blonde towards Kevin.
No. Excuse me. That's Paul Finch, right?
Yeah.
Well, you've seen him in the locker room, right?
Yeah.
So, my friends, they want to know, is it true? You know, that he's equipped?
I have no idea. Finch showers with his bathing suit on. I mean, as a matter of fact, it is true. The guy's huge.
Does he have a date for the prom yet?
No, definitely not.
All right, thanks.
Oh, man. So, I was thinking maybe, you know, you could give me some advice. Brother to brother.
I thought you might know a trick or something to make her...
Orgasm?
Yeah.
What's good here? Try the spicy tuna handle.
What?
How do you do that?
Hey, never mind that. Now listen, pay attention. Is that all that you're interested in? Trying to get your girl into bed?
No.
It'd be good to be able to, you know, return the favor.
Be nice to know that she enjoys things as much as I do.
See, that's good. That's what I wanted to hear. Now you qualify.
Qualify for what?
My man, you've just inherited the Bible.
Kevin's on his knees in a library.
It originally started as a sex manual. This book that some guys brought back from Amsterdam. And each year it got passed on to one each student who was worthy. Now it's full of all sorts of stuff that guys have added over the years.
Kevin removes a bottom shelf.
But you have to keep it a secret and return it at the end of the year. All right, so now you know. Good luck.
Kevin takes out a thick tome from a drawer beneath the shelf and opens the makeshift cover. Handwritten accounts are inside.
If you believe in magic, don't you bother to choose if it's jug band music or rhythm and blues. Just go and listen. It'll start with a smile that won't wipe off your face no matter how hard you try. Your feet start tapping and you can't seem to find how you got there.
Oz does a solo.
Scooby-dooby-doo-bop, scooby-dooby-dooby-doo-bop, yeah, magic.
What was that?
Sorry.
No, it was good.
Oh. Well, it came from the heart.
Well, keep it coming. All right, people, good work. Now, don't forget, the state competition's a couple of weeks away, so keep on it, okay?
The cute, conservative-looking jazz girl who smiled at Oz stays behind with him as the others go. Oz zips up his sports bag and picks up a lacrosse stick.
Not bad, Chris.
Really? Thanks, Heather, right?
Yeah. So you've got this sort of Frank Sinatra thing going on there.
Right. I feel like I've discovered this whole new side of me. I mean, music is so expressive.
Okay. I mean, I agree, but aren't you supposed to be out, like, trying to decapitate someone with your lacrosse stick or something?
Oh, sure. Sure. You know, I know what people think. It's like, Oz, he's just this kick-ass lacrosse player. You know, I also play football, by the way, but that's like, it's not all that I am, you know?
Of course, I didn't...
I mean, it really bothers me when people try to pigeonhole me like that.
You? You think I don't get that? God, it's like just because I don't get drunk and barf every weekend, I say, oh, look, there's this Goody Two-Shoes choir girl press.
Yeah. So, like, what else do you do?
Well, the same things you do. Like, hang out with friends and stuff. Why, what do you think I do?
Oh, I just realized that I don't know anything about you. I was interested.
Oh.
Well, what do you want to know?
You know, stuff. About you.
Heather smiles bashfully.
All right.
Mom! Home!
Jim walks in through the back door and enters the kitchen. A pie is on the kitchen island, and a note which reads, Jim, Apple, your favourite. I'll be home late. Enjoy. Mom. Plus a heart. An idea suddenly occurs to Jim. He looks down at the pie and tentatively sticks his middle and index fingers into it. He moves his fingers in and out, then around, under the fancy sugary crust. Jim thinks for a moment and smiles to himself. He looks down at the hole he's created in the middle of the crust. Outside, Dad gets out of his car. Jim humps the pie on the island.
Jim? It's not what it looks like.
His beetle-browed, bespectacled dad gapes. The massacred pie sits in the dish.
Well, we'll just tell your mother that, we ate it all.
Sitting at the kitchen table, Dad smiles uneasily at a sheepish Jim. Kevin reads the sex Bible. Pictures of vibrators and drawings of people in various positions. Kevin's eyes widen as he turns the pages. One-headed, home of the famous tongue tornado, also has a warning. Not for the faint-hearted. Are you sure you can handle this? Oz plays lacrosse. Heather watches the rough match on the sidelines and smiles nervously. Oz runs up the field, cradling the ball in the net at the end of his stick, hurls it towards a goal net, and scores.
Goal by number 8, Chris Ostroker.
Heather beams and applauds. Oz and his team shake hands with their opponents. Oz sees Heather and goes to her.
Hey, what are you doing here?
Just enjoying my first exhilarating lacrosse experience.
Thanks.
Chris.
Oh, you call me Oz if you want.
Do I have to?
You call me Oz Stryker.
What's your middle name?
Forget it.
Come on, I won't tell anyone.
Well, neither will I.
Okay. So, I had this thought, and it may seem like it's way out of left field. I don't know if you can, but since I'm not going with anybody, I thought that maybe...
Those guys sucked ass! Quarchick, what the hell are you doing here?
Well, I was asking Chris to prom. So do you want to go?
Oh, yeah. That would be great. Well, just don't expect Oz to pay for the limo. Stifler, fuck! I mean, why do you gotta be so insensitive all the time? What? Whatever. Look, don't forget, my cottage after prom. On Lake Michigan.
Hey, wait up, you pussies! Where are you going?
Well, I gotta hit the showers now, but I think this is gonna be really, really good.
Yeah, me too.
All right.
Oz, tall, dark, and attractive, smiles shyly and goes back to his team.
I'm an A&R. Yeah.
Working with the choir chicks? Hey, say, fellas, I just dig those cute little sweaters she wears.
What you do, you little horn dog? Huh?
Heather sees Stifler miming sex doggy fashion.
Yeah, baby! Spank me! Hey, spank me! Hit that high C!
Oz smiles uneasily at Stifler's antics.
Come on, what's going on here?
Heather walks off. Kevin and Vicky.
I was being selfish and majorly insensitive. I'm a total idiot. I mean, a buffoon.
I think shithead really says it.
You know what? You're right. I'm a shithead. And I want to make it up to you.
Oh, yeah? How?
Oh, make me over.
Just a second.
Vicky lies dressed on her bed. Kevin kneels between her legs, which are drawn up. He checks the sex Bible on the floor, grabs hold of her knees, then puts his head back beneath her dress. Vicky arches her back.
Hon, can you tell Vic to come on down for supper?
Holy shit!
Shh. You know there's no lock on your door?
Vicky's dad approaches her bedroom.
I'm coming!
He goes away merrily.
Oh, Jim!
Dad?
Hi, I was just looking at the old family's portrait out here. Well, that was a fun day, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Jim, I want to talk about masturbation. Now, I just want you to know that it's a perfectly normal thing. And I have to admit, I did a fair bit of masturbating when I was a little younger. I used to call it stroking the salami. Yeah, you know, pounding the old pud. I never did it with baked goods. But you know your Uncle Mort? He pets the one-eyed snake 5-6 times a day. It's like practice for the big game. You see?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like banging a tennis ball against a brick wall. Which can be fun. It can be fun, but it's not a game.
Right.
It's not a game.
No.
What you want is you want a partner to return the ball. Do you want a partner?
Yeah. I want a partner.
You do want a partner.
Oh, I want a partner.
You want a partner.
Of course. Yeah.
Good.
In class.
So, once Hal becomes king, he has to take on the responsibilities of leadership and turn his back on his old drunken friend, Falstaff. You see, Hal is going through a rite of passage, much like you all are. So make the most of the time you got left together. You'll miss it later. You see.
So does your tongue cramp up?
Nah. You get kind of dizzy, though. Wow, that's amazing. She's probably going to want to do it soon.
Michelle Earwigs.
All right, class dismissed.
Chairman to Oz, Jim, and Kevin.
Still questing after the Holy Grail, huh, guys?
Sherman swaggers off, shaking his head and smiling.
Hey, where's Finch?
Oh, he went home to take a shit.
I don't get it. I just don't. How does a guy like that get this sudden reputation?
What reputation?
Observe. Excuse me. Do you know who Paul Finch is?
Yeah, he's the guy with the tattoo, right? You know, the eagle and the blazing fire and all that stuff. Well, if you guys see him later, will you tell him Courtney says hi? Hi.
Okay. Explain.
I can't. I don't know how he's doing it.
In the corridor.
I guess that just leaves Jim trailing.
Ah, Jimbo.
Better sack up, buddy.
Yeah, I know. I'm working on it, all right?
James? You're very good in the world history class, yes?
Me? Yes. No, yes, I am.
Perhaps you could help me with my studies.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be great sometime. How about tomorrow?
Well, I have ballet practice. Perhaps I could come by your house afterwards. I could change clothes at your place.
I suppose that would be okay. Sure.
Listening, Kevin and Oz are crippled with lust, then mime sex behind Nadia's back. Oz is outside school waiting for Heather as she pulls up.
Nice car.
I'm glad you think so.
You don't like it?
No, I like the car. By the way, though, about prom, that was a bad idea. I'm sorry I invited you.
What are you talking about?
Please. I asked you because I thought you might actually be worth going with. But you are just a jock. No, wait, you're a jerk.
Wait, I don't understand.
I saw you making fun of me with your lacrosse buddies.
Heather, I wasn't making fun of you.
Give me a break. You're so full of it.
She walks off at a study table in the school library.
Fuck me. There's going to be an Eastern European chick naked in your house. You're not going to do anything about that?
What am I going to do, huh? Broadcast her over the internet?
Yeah. You can do that?
Kevin's on another table with Finch, Jim's with Stifler and Oz.
No, I cannot do that to her.
Jim, get some fucking balls. Man, if you don't have the guts to photograph a naked chick in your house, how the hell are you ever gonna sleep with one?
I don't like the kid, but he's got a point, Jim.
See? Even Shitbreak knows you should do it. Now, all you gotta do is set up some sort of private link or whatever on the net and tell me the address. You can send me the address, too. I'll see you a seat.
Jim looks uneasy.
How sweet.
to be loved by you
I needed the shelter of someone's arms
Someone's arms
There you were
Ethan looks longingly at Heather as she sings
Someone who understands my ups and downs
Ups and downs
There you were
Okay, that was good, but I want to thicken up that solo. Michigan State is the Saturday, and I want that part to smoke.
Yeah, I know, my timing's off.
No, it's not that. It's just that I think it'll work better as a duet with a tenor part.
I'll do it. I'll do it.
Great. See you tomorrow.
The teacher and all the singers, except Heather and Oz, leave the auditorium. Heather walks up to Oz.
Why are you doing this?
Because I want to.
Yeah? Well, you can't fake this. You better practice.
In his bedroom, Jim sits at his computer, highlights email addresses, and clicks send. He adjusts the webcam so that it's trained on his bed.
Come in.
Jim, there's a young lady here to see you.
Hey, Nadia.
Hi, James. Ready to study?
Oh, he's always ready to study. He's a real bookworm, this kid.
Dad?
I mean, he's not the one of those nerdy guys, but...
Dad!
Well, I'll let you two hit the books.
Kevin and Finch watch on Kevin's screen.
You want a beer? There we go.
Come on, move! Steve! But it's my computer and I want to use it!
Shut up!
You need to change, right?
Mm. Do you mind?
No, not at all. Please, just go ahead and get changed. I'll go downstairs and I'll start studying up.
Okay.
Yeah. There he goes.
Now we're in business.
Jim races downstairs.
Back in a sec.
Jimmy, honey, where...
Jim runs out of the front door, sprints down the garden path of his substantial home, and out into the well-heeled leafy suburb. Nadia looks around belongings in Jim's room. Jim runs into Kevin's house. Lady Nadia, dressed in tight shorts, cardigan and skimpy top, removes her cardigan as she looks around.
Ah, here she is. Did I miss anything?
No. You are just in time.
Oh.
Oh, this is incredible.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh my God. This is too much.
Oh, you see? Oh, there that goes.
Whoa.
Oh.
She's in bra and knickers.
God bless the internet.
Ay, ay, ay.
Do it, take it off.
Oh, my God.
She removes her bra.
Oh, thank you, God, for this wonderful, wonderful day.
And she takes her vitamins.
Dressed in skimpy white knickers, she checks out her body in front of a long mirror.
Stop hyperventilating.
Slender and perfect, she pouts and pats her bronzed stomach.
This is like... the coolest thing I've ever seen.
I know.
Can you believe this? This was definitely one of Stifler's best ideas ever. What is she? She's touching my stuff. Why is she touching my stuff?
Man, let her touch.
She's going through my stuff,
Nadia
man.
Can touch anything she wants.
Nadia opens Jim's bedside drawer and takes out the girly mags his dad bought him. She looks at them.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, nice collection there, Jim.
She's gonna leave. She's definitely gonna... uncomfortable. She's not gonna leave.
She reads the articles.
Nadia stretches out on the bed on her side, flicks back her long dark hair, and gently caresses above her breast.
Oh.
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 Ooh.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Is she...
Oh.
She's going downstairs. Oh.
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 Ooh.
Oh.
The lads are open-mouthed.
Oh, my God.
Jackpot, baby. Can you believe this?
Nadia, I would have never known.
I have an announcement that I would like to make. There is a gorgeous woman masturbating on my bed.
Thank you, Nadia.
You know, if you ever had a chance with Nadia, this is it. What am I supposed to do, Kev?
Seduce her.
The hell would I say?
Go over there and ask her if she needs an extra hand.
That's stupid, Kev.
That's not stupid. You're stupid if you don't go. Come on, get over there. Get going, man. She's prime.
Get out of here.
She's waiting for you.
Okay, all right, I'm going.
Go!
I'm going.
Go, 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 go.
Oh, shit.
Jim sprints out of Kevin's and back towards his house. A couple walking down the sunny sidewalk stare at him. Jim jumps a low hedge into his garden, falls, gets up, and runs inside. Jim charges upstairs and stops outside his room door.
Oh boy, oh god, oh crap, oh no. Hello?
Looks like Jim addressed the email wrong.
What?
It went out to every mailbox in the East High directory. God, how juvenile.
Hey, guys! Check this out. Oh my god. Wow.
Lads leer at computer screens.
Please, God. Let this be it. Please.
Jim's still outside his door.
Somebody's going in there.
Jim enters tentatively.
Here you go. That's what you need to do.
That guy's in my trig class.
Oh, no.
Looks like you could use an extra hand.
Jim!
Well, oh...
Shame on you.
Yeah, shame on me. I'm so sorry. I'm just gonna go.
Well, you have seen me. Now it's my turn to see you.
She puts on her blouse.
Strip.
He freezes.
Strip?
Slowly.
You mean like strip? Strip?
For me.
What is he talking to her about?
No idea.
Come on, Jim. People are viewing. Get to business.
Nadia turns on music.
Perfect. Move, James, move!
Yeah, move.
Jim jerks around to the beat as he unbuttons his baggy patterned shirt. Nadia draws her legs up and watches, tapping her hands on her thighs.
Go, Trig boy. It's your birthday.
As Jim gets into the swing, Nadia looks away and flicks through the magazines. Jim thrusts his hips, removes his t-shirt, and hurls it. It lands on the webcam, covering the lens.
Oh, no. Please, come on. What's going on?
The t-shirt slowly slips off the webcam, restoring the picture.
Yes!
All right. Get in the mix.
Bare-chested, Jim thrusts his hips.
This is disgusting.
What the fuck is this?
Stifler's brother dances.
Go, man.
He doesn't. Stifler pushes him over. Jim falls over as he wiggles out of his chinos. Girls watching a computer screen laugh. Nadia smiles. Jim gets up and tries to look cool by drawing his trousers backwards and forwards under his crotch.
Freak.
Jim gets astride a chair, thrusting his hips and spanking his butt.
Not just take out that chair.
Yep, he took out the chair.
More,
you pet boy. Oh yeah, I'm dead. I'm naughty, babe. Yeah.
Oh, God.
A capuchin monkey watches. Jim thrusts harder and harder at the chair.
Now, come to me.
Oh yeah.
Wearing gold patterned boxers, Jim hurries over to the bed, then falters. Nadia pulls him down onto the bed beside her.
Here we go.
He's in, man. This has got a hell of a lot better.
Be gentle.
Okay.
Nadia places his hand on her naked, tan thigh. Jim gulps, his hand trembles, and he's almost paralyzed. He grabs his crotch and turns away.
Jim?
Oh. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh. You've done it before, dude.
Houston, we have a problem.
The monkey buries its head in its paws.
What happened? What did he do?
He blew it.
I guess I'll be going now.
No, Emma. I'm not done, Nadia. I've got reserves. Nadia, please. I'm begging you.
Well, I do like your dirty magazines.
You do? Okay, well,
Hustler.
Did you see this one? This here is your more, exotic, risque magazine. Oh, he's pulling out the porn.
He's desperate. Jim, just wait till she leaves.
Very arousing women. They arouse me. They arouse me very, very much. But not as arousing as you.
Oh, Jim.
Oh, God.
Nadia climbs on top of Jim and snogs him.
Yeah!
It's really engaging. Woo!
Nadia slides her knickers down.
So, shaved is the expression?
She stands wearing only an open blouse. Jim gapes.
Holy shit!
He runs his hand down her stomach.
Here.
Nadia moves his hand to her crotch.
Again?
Not again. Not again, man.
Is that possible?
What a loser.
The high school kids laugh at Jim as he walks across the school lawns. One guy gives him the peace sign, another a double thumbs up. Jim looks perplexed as a welcoming party with thrusting and gyrating hips greets him at the school entrance. Jim hurries inside. Heather's passing a door when she hears Oz.
I need someone to understand my ups and downs. There you were.
She looks in on him.
With sweet love and devotion. Deeply touching my emotion. I just wanna stop and thank you, baby.
Heather smiles and walks away.
Hey, Miniman. Shut up. You know, you're supposed to be supportive.
Hey, you think you still got a chance with Nadia?
No. Her sponsors here saw the thing on the net. I really don't think they liked it. How do you know that? She's already on a plane back home.
Ooh.
Yeah. You know, guys, maybe I'm just not good with girls, period. No, really. Like I was born without that part of the brain. I mean, I can't talk to girls. And when I do talk to them, I screw it up.
Yeah, well, come prom, those excuses aren't gonna do you any good.
Michelle to Jim as they wait for class to start.
And one time, at band camp, we weren't supposed to have pillow fights, but we had a pillow fight, and it was so much fun. And this one time, we all lost our music, and we were supposed to play the song, but we didn't know it. So we just made it up, and we kept playing and playing, and the conductor didn't know what we were doing, and it was so funny. So you're pissed about something, huh? You know what I do when I'm angry? I just play some Bach on my flute. It's so relaxing. I learned to do that at band camp.
Hold on. You have no idea why I'm angry?
Is it because we have a test tomorrow? Sometimes I get cranky when I know I have a big test to study for.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
I thought so, because this one time, at band camp...
What's your name?
Michelle.
Okay, Michelle. Do you want to be my date for the prom?
Really? You seriously want to go with me?
Jim manages a smile and a nod.
Yes, seriously.
Are we going to Steve Stifler's party afterwards? Because that would be so cool.
Sure. Whatever you want.
Cool. We're gonna have such a good time. It'll be like this one time at band camp when we all had a campfire.
Night. Oz wipes a counter in a diner. He takes off his apron and goes to the locked glass door to open up to Heather.
Hi.
How'd you know I was here?
Stifler told me.
You talked to Stifler?
Yeah, well, I needed to find you. We're gonna have to work on that song.
Okay. I'm glad he came by.
So you work nights?
My dad's the manager.
Really? Cool. Tell him the subs are great.
Oz makes a sandwich.
So you're going to Michigan next year?
Yeah. My parents want me to go to Northwestern, but I don't want to write all those extra essays they make you do. I mean, how am I supposed to know what my most emotionally significant moment was? So when my U of M acceptance came in December, I just said the hell with it.
Onions?
What?
You, want onions?
Oh, no, thank you. So what are you gonna major in?
State's got a good business school, and I could probably walk on to the lacrosse team.
Well, you've got it pretty figured out then, huh?
I mean, business is okay, and lacrosse is awesome, but what am I gonna be, a professional lacrosse player? Yeah, I really have no idea.
Thank God. I thought I was the only one.
Well, you're not.
She leans on the counter.
So we're gonna be close next year.
Oz looks taken aback, but pleased. Heather, who has long fair hair, looks at him with big eyes and a sweet smile.
You mean East Lansing and Ann Arbor?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I'm sorry, but I can't go to the prom with you. I'm holding out for someone else.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
I know it's a long shot, but I figure Paul Finch might ask me.
Finch? Shit break.
Oh, gosh. I forgot. You look okay. I mean, the scars healed really well.
Hey, Stifler.
Eat shit.
Kevin goes to the girl.
What was that all about?
Oh, he's still embarrassed because Finch kicked his ass.
Who told you that? What do you mean, no comment? Did you two hook up or something?
What, are you kidding me? No.
Well, then how did all this get started?
Jessica checks about.
Well, I guess it's all right for me to tell you now. That reputation of his isn't going anywhere. Cheese, please. Finch comes up to me and says, Jessica, I need your help with this, blah, blah, etc., right? So I said, all right, pay me $200 and I'll tell a couple of girls that you're dynamite in bed. So he did, and I did.
That actually works?
Well, duh, of course. I mean, naturally, I embellished a little bit. Hey, did you hear that Finch had an affair with an older woman?
No, I didn't hear that one.
That one was my favorite.
In the showers.
Oh, dude, that cheerleader.
Thank you, baby.
Wants me, baby. She wants me. She calls me up.
How
me
sweet it is to be loved by you.
Oh, my God, you're gay.
Oh, come on, sing it with me. You know the words.
No, thanks, man. I've been singing that shit all week. I'm telling you, if you try the MSU this Saturday, I'll kick your ass. Our last game is this Saturday. Oh, shit.
Oz rolls his eyes. Later, with Heather.
I've got this lacrosse game. It's really important. It's our last game. Well, Central almost beat us last time, so this time I really want to kick their ass. But it's going to be cool because, you know, the game's at States, which means afterwards I'll be able to stop by.
So you can't sing at the competition?
Heather, I'm sorry. I totally blew it.
It's okay. You should do what makes you happy.
All right. Listen, thanks for understanding.
Yeah.
She smiles bravely.
So, I guess I'll see you later.
Mm-hmm. Oz smiles uncertainly and walks off, lugging his big sports bag. Petite Heather, sitting on a bench, looks down dejectedly.
Hey, Kevin. You seen Shipwreck lately? Why? What did you do to him?
Me?
Nothing. I'm the one whose ass he kicked. But, I'll tell you one thing, though. I don't think he's gonna have a problem shitting in school anymore. Slipped a little something into his mochaccino.
Pentalax.
God!
A sweating Finch wriggles and runs down the school corridor, his face contorted with agony.
Jesus! Right this way, sir!
Stifler ushers him towards toilets. Finch dives into a cubicle and looks down at the grubby toilet.
Oh, God.
Finch scrabbles for a tissue to put on the seat, but the holder is empty. He starts to lay sheets of toilet paper. He covers the seat with sheet after sheet of toilet paper until it's like a wreath. Then he drops his trousers, sits, and is forced to stop mid-strain.
Oh, no.
It's gonna be fun. You know it's just gonna be some crappy band and stupid decorations.
Okay, you're just saying that because prom's a week away and you don't have a date.
No. I don't want a date. Finch is going stag and so am I. The guy is, like, so refined.
You think that old woman thing is true?
Yeah, it's true. It was Stifler's mom.
Joni, was that you?
Can't hold it.
The girls have rushed out. Finch leaves the loos. He stops in his tracks when he sees a crowd of girls and Stifler.
Yeah!
Dweeby Finch looks mortified.
Kev, I think we've come a really long way since homecoming.
Yeah, we have.
Maybe it's time we start to express ourselves in new ways.
They're in Vicky's bedroom.
Yeah.
You want to do it?
Yeah.
I love you. It's your turn.
That's not what I was thinking.
Sex. It's always about sex.
Hey, it's not always about sex. Look, I just thought it was about sex this time.
Kevin gets up off the bed.
Look, Vicky, love is a term that gets thrown around, and people don't mean it. When I say it, I want it to be more than words. You know, I want it to be...
Perfect.
Kevin looks down awkwardly.
Exactly.
Okay, Albert, you ready?
No problemo.
I close my eyes at night. Come on, Heather, work with me here.
Heather looks pained. Oz plays lacrosse, who charges up the field and scores. Oz doesn't look happy.
Bumblebee. Focus on the music, think melody, let the music be my guide.
Yeah, that would be a start.
At the lacrosse match, Oz is brought down by an opponent. Jim and Kevin wince on the sidelines. Stephus scores a goal while Oz is still down. Oz struggles to sit up. Oz gets up and jogs over to the coach and his assistant for a team talk.
Huddle up, guys. Come on. Okay. All right. Good hustle, guys.
Good hustle.
But you can still lose. You all saw what happened to Oz out there. I don't want to ever see any of you thinking you're going to score. You don't score until you score.
Until you score.
That's right, baby. That all boils down to today. For you seniors, this marks the culmination of the past 4 years.
Culmination.
I want you to think about what this means to you. Do you guys want to look back on your days at East and know that you used the time you had?
Hell yeah!
Woo! You do!
Oz stands up.
Ah, good attitude, Ostreicher.
Good luck, fellas.
Christ. I didn't tell you to leave the game.
Sorry, coach.
You got someplace more important to be, Ostreicher?
Yeah.
Oz runs off.
Ostreicher!
Oz? Fuckface?
Ostreicher!
Kevin and Jim watch bemused as Oz crosses the sports field and heads out into the street. He stops to ask directions from a balding man who points. Wearing blue shorts and his white number 8 shirt with padded shoulders, Oz races into the MSU Music Hall, where Heather and the other jazz singers in their neat uniforms stand talking.
Hey, Oz!
Ozmeister! Oh, great.
But that's a game!
I'm not playing.
You're missing the game for us?
No, I'm missing the game for you.
Heather smiles up at him.
Does this mean I'm not going to get to do the duet?
Albert, you suck.
Heather gives Oz a long, passionate kiss. Steffler on the lacrosse field.
I don't think he's coming back.
Close my eyes at night.
Close my eyes.
Wondering where would I be without you in my life.
Oh,
everything I did was just a bore.
Just a bore.
Everywhere I went, seems I've been there before.
But you brighten up for me all of my days. With a love so sweet.
In so many ways.
I just want to stop.
And thank you, baby.
I just want to stop.
Thank you, baby.
Thank you, baby. How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Kevin and Jim have entered the auditorium. Jessica and Vicky work together at school.
Maybe the words aren't that important. It's like, I know he really cares about me, you know? Even if he can't say it, he does. And yeah, he always talks about sex, but that's okay, because he's a guy, right?
He's got a dick. He's a guy.
Right.
Wait, is this translation right? Go home, bird teacher, I've had enough.
I don't know. I got it from Kevin. So, does it hurt?
What?
You know, sex. Does it hurt?
Well, yeah, I mean, the first time you do it, you know, it hurts. But then you do it again and again. It just starts to feel good. Like, really good.
Okay, so, say I don't do it. And then I go off to college, and I might end up doing it with some random guy who totally turns out to be a jerk.
This is true.
And I wish I would have done it with Kevin.
So go do it with Kevin.
You think?
Yeah, you're ready. You're a woman. You're ready for sex.
You're right.
I know.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna have sex.
Now.
And it's gonna be right, and it's just perfect.
Perfect sex.
Thank you.
Please.
In class. He writes.
Kevin.
Kevin turns round to her.
I want to have sex.
Now?
They giggle when everyone else looks up from working. Kevin looks dazed. Kevin and Oz get kitted out in a tux shop. In her bedroom, Vicky, looking hot, blows herself a kiss in a mirror and waves. Wearing a revealing little black number, she poses and dances. In the school grounds, Finch sits alone on a bench and looks miserable. Jim tries on a tux in the shop. Oz beside him is already kitted out. The assistant points out a powder blue tux to Jim. Finch still sits on the bench, his metal lunchbox on his knee. In his bedroom, Kevin puts condoms in the top pocket of his tux jacket, then stares at himself in the mirror. Jim and his dad on their landing.
You must be excited about the big night tonight.
Thrilled.
Who's the lucky girl?
Michelle.
Michelle?
Yeah.
Well, she must be very special.
Oh, she's special, all right.
Well, I'm sure she is special if you picked her out of the whole bunch.
Jim shrugs.
Jim, I'm just going to say one thing before you leave tonight.
Jim winces.
I want you to be very, very careful when you're putting on the corsage.
Jim, wearing the powder blue tux, looks up and smiles with relief.
Okay, Dad.
Promise me.
I promise.
They exchange smiles and Jim's dad hugs him emotionally and pats his back. Jim patiently pats his father's back. Jim gives his dad's arm a final manly slap. The school gym is festively decorated with blue and gold and soft lights. A weirdly dressed band plays. Finch, gloomy and dressed in a white tux, goes to sit at Kevin and Vicky's table. They hurriedly get up and walk onto the dance floor.
Heaven's holding a half moon, shining just for us.
Vicky, wearing her corsage around her wrist, leads Kevin onto the dance floor where they dither around getting into the right dance position. Oz and Heather are dancing close, their head on his shoulder. Sherman saunters onto the floor with his girl who wraps herself around him. Jessica walks across the dance floor wearing a headset. Jim dances at arm's length with Michelle.
You know, at band camp, we have dances like this, only they're way funner.
Till the evening.
Status check.
So where do you guys stand? I mean, well, Finch, we know where you are, but can't really use that as an excuse. Jim?
My date's a flute-toting band dork. Does that answer your question?
Oz, is this vocal jazz shit gonna pay off or what?
Kevin, what's with the attitude?
Attitude? Me?
I mean, I think you guys should be a little bit more enthusiastic. This is the night we've been waiting for. We're in this together. You guys can't back out.
Kev, you don't need us to get laid. Are you afraid or something? No. Come on. I mean, we made a pact. You can't break that. You guys are just gonna have to...
Have to what, Kev?
Huh? I don't have to do shit. You know, forget it already. I am so sick and tired of all this bullshit pressure. I mean, I've never even had sex, and already I can't stand it. I hate sex! And I'm not gonna stand around here busting my balls over something that, quite frankly, isn't that damn important. Now I'm gonna go hang out with that geek over there, because at least she has something else to talk about besides sex. God damn.
Oz is next to go.
Yeah. You know, at least I learned how to shit in school, buddy.
Hey, Finch. Wanna dance?
Yeah. How come you have no date?
I like to keep my options open. I got something for you.
A hip flask in her garter.
Consider it a consolation prize.
Jessica hands it to him.
Jessica, this is great.
Felt sort of guilty about taking your money.
You spent $200 on this?
No, I spent $50 on the flask, $150 on the earrings.
She shows them.
Let me just clarify that you have no chance of scoring with me, Finch.
Oh, yeah, of course not.
So I take it you and Sherman are pretty close, huh? You met at that party a while back, right?
Yeah, we were up all night together. We had one of those amazingly deep conversations where you feel like you really get to know someone.
Deep conversation, huh? Is that what you call it?
What else would I call it?
Kevin sits outside despondently on the gym steps, aiming stones at a cup.
Okay, thank you, Great Falls. We're going to take a little break now. You are beautiful.
The lead singer wears a sultan's outfit with a huge turban.
You suck!
Sherman's girl gets up on stage.
Excuse me, everyone. Sorry to interrupt. I just thought you all should know this. Chuck Sherman is a liar. I never had sex with him. He's never had sex with anyone. I know this because he told me. Once he tried to screw a grapefruit, but that's all. Oh, he also told me that when he gets nervous, he sometimes wets his pants. Thank you for your time.
Spiky-haired Sherman stands looking gutted. A wet patch appears on his crotch. The crowd around move away. Jim, Oz and Finch join Kevin on the gym steps.
Guess what?
Not interested. Kev, come on, man. The bus to Stifler's gonna be here soon.
I'm not going.
What? Why not?
Look, things didn't really turn out how I wanted them to. I mean, I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm acting like I got everything together tonight. And I know that Vicky's gonna ask me if I love her, and I don't know what I'm gonna say. I mean, I'm on the brink. I'm just about to do it. I should be psyched. I don't know, maybe you're right. Maybe I am just scared.
Come on, Kev. Tonight is the night. We are finally going to a post-prom party on the lake. I mean, we have been waiting for this for 4 years. Why else have we been friends with Stifler all this time, right?
We were friends with Stifler?
Hey, look. Sherman didn't even get laid.
He didn't?
No, he pissed himself.
What?
We'll tell you on the bus. I'm gonna go inside and grab my bag.
My date, too, perhaps?
The cottage is vast.
Stifler's mom got it in a divorce.
It reminds me of this one time. Hey, can I ask you a question? How come you don't have any stories? I've got lots of them, and you don't have any.
Oh, I've got stories. Believe me, they're just a little bit more risque than tales of band camp.
Oh, gross or something? Like guy stuff? Tell me.
Okay. You want a story? Here's a story. Stifler finds this beer, right?
Kevin shows Vicky into a softly lit room.
This is the nicest room in the house.
Wow, Kev, it's perfect.
It's wood paneled and has French windows looking out onto the lake. Kevin gets glasses out of a bedside drawer. Vicky goes to put her jacket in a louvered cupboard.
You guys are gonna fuck, aren't you? Fuckers! 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 Fuckers!
Out.
Aw, come on!
Get out!
Aw, man!
Stifler's brother goes. Kevin's smile fades to a nervous look. He and an equally tense-looking Vicky stand facing each other across the bed. In the garden, lit by strings of fairy lights.
There's something I've been meaning to tell you, Heather.
What's that?
It's gonna sound really bad, but I want you to know. See, I'm a virgin. And
Well, me, Kevin, Jim, and Finch, we all made this pact that we would lose our virginity before high school was over, and tonight is supposed to be the night that we all do it.
This isn't the best way to proposition me.
No, that's not what I mean. What I mean is, look, do you know what made me leave that game? See, Coach, he was giving us this speech about not slacking off when you see the opportunity to score.
This isn't any better, Chris.
No, see, Heather, what I realized is that with you, it's not like I'm running towards a goal, looking for the best way to score. And this may sound a little corny, but I feel like I've already won. And I care about you a lot.
Oz, I know.
You called me Oz.
Well, yeah. It's what your friends call you. I mean, I feel like I'm one of your friends now. And your girlfriend.
She smiles up at him. Oz, looking blown away, sighs. Their faces move together slowly and they kiss. Finch enters a shadowy room marked, "Please keep out." There's a pool table and a bar in the room. Finch takes a ball and aims it at a side of the pool table. A glamorous 40-something woman stands at the bar.
Are you lost?
Stifler's mom, No, not lost, just, you know, taking the tour. Hey, thank you for letting us have this wonderful party.
As if there was an alternative in the matter.
Finch eyes her dreamily as she picks up her glass and sits down, cigarette in hand.
So you're enjoying yourself?
Three sheets to the wind, man.
I'm so happy for you. But it takes the edge off, doesn't it? So where's your little date tonight?
Oh, no date. It was a bathroom incident.
Pardon me?
Never mind.
Finch leers at her and sits on a chair beside her.
You have anything to drink?
I believe the kegs are upstairs.
That is what the Cretans drink. I'm talking about alcohol, liquor, the good stuff.
All right. I got some scotch.
Single malt?
Aged 18 years. The way I like it.
She eyes him with interest. Finch stares at her.
Why don't you go grab a glass from the bar?
I think I should. Allow me.
Yeah, baby, you know it's a bitchin' party. The stiff man always comes through in the clutch, huh?
Stifler inspects his beer before he drinks it.
And then he just puked his brains out.
That is a nasty story.
Yep, I told you.
Do you want to hear a nasty story of mine? It's sort of sexual.
Yeah. Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay, well, this one time at band camp, we were playing this game. I don't know if you know it, but it's called Spin the Bottle. And I had to kiss this guy named Mark Wander on the lips. And he plays trombone.
So how do you want to be? Like, how do you want to do it?
I don't know. How do you?
Like, normal style. The missionary position.
Vicky and Kevin are in bed.
Okay.
Bare-chested Kevin sits up and begins to lean over her.
Kev.
Yeah?
I want to hear you say it.
Okay. Victoria. I love you.
I love you.
Vicky gently draws his head towards hers, and they kiss. Out in the garden, the fairy lights glow in the night. Oz and Heather sit cuddled up, gazing into each other's eyes with moonlight reflected in the water behind them. In the bedroom, Kevin shifts around on top of Vicky. She puts her hand under the sheets.
No.
Here.
You okay?
Yeah. Go slow.
Oz moves to kiss Heather's neck. She nuzzles into him, then slowly begins to unbutton his shirt. Heather pushes Oz's shirt back and leans in to kiss his taut chest. Jim and Michelle sit on a sofa, just talking.
So the end of the story is you had to kiss the guy for 20 seconds.
Yes! And he was such a dork, and everyone laughed at me, but I didn't care because it was so funny.
I get it.
Oh, and this one time, at band camp, I stuck a flute in my pussy.
Excuse me?
What, you don't think I know how to get myself off? Hell, that's what half of band camp is, sex ed. So, are we gonna screw soon? Because I'm getting kind of antsy.
Jim rushes into a room. It's a toy strewn pit of a kid's room. He scans about.
This'll do. Woohoo!
Oh, ow. He leaps on the bed and bounces off.
Now, I have two rubbers. Wear them both. It'll desensitize you. I don't want you coming so damn early this time.
What makes you think that I would come early?
Come on. I saw you on the net. Why do you think I accepted this date? You're a sure thing.
Jim's shock becomes a smile.
Yes, I am.
She grabs him.
So I said, this is very obviously a Pierre della Francesca.
Mrs. Stifler eyes him hungrily.
So, would you object if I said that you were quite striking?
Mr. Finch, are you trying to seduce me?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Blonde, leggy Mrs. Stifler looks towards the pool table. Finch follows her gaze, then looks back nervously. She gets up.
You're dead.
She takes his hand and pulls him towards the table. Kevin and Vicky make out slowly. Both have their eyes open and don't look very sure about what they're doing. Oz and Heather stretch out beneath a blanket in the moonlight. Oz leans over Heather and begins to kiss her. He draws apart slightly and nuzzles the tip of her nose with his.
I had no idea you'd be this good.
Neither did I.
Oh, Finchie. Finch.
Oh, Stifler's mom. Oh.
Finchie.
The jar of coins is knocked over as Jim and Michelle thrash around. She throws him back on the bed.
Okay, let's go.
What's my name? Say my name, bitch!
Michelle!
She leaps on him.
Oh, gosh.
She smashes a lamp in her rush to turn it off. Sleeping bodies lie strewn around the cottage, which is trashed. Oz is sitting in a chair on a landing stage, holding Heather in his arms. Their nakedness is covered by the blanket over her. Heather leans back on Oz, whose eyes are closed. A small smile plays on his lips. Heather drowsily nuzzles and kisses his cheek. In their bedroom, Vicky ties back her hair.
That was a great night, huh?
Vicky turns to him and smiles feebly.
Yeah.
I mean, I just can't believe we had a senior prom.
I know. It went by so fast.
Yeah, it did.
Kevin?
She sits on the bed and draws her legs up beneath her.
Next year, with you going to Ann Arbor and me going to Ithaca, it's not gonna work, is it?
No. Oh, don't say that. I mean, we can make it work. It'll be perfect.
No, Kevin.
But...
See, that's what I've been realizing, is that nothing's perfect, and you can't plan everything.
Well, I guess it will be pretty far away. And we'll be on our own, meeting new people. Last night, though,
wasn't lying.
Vicky strokes his cheek.
I know.
In the messy kids' room, a sleeping Jim rolls over and cuddles the mound beneath the duvet. He wakes with a start. He pulls a large blow-up crop from beneath the cover and throws it away. He scans about.
She's gone. What? Oh my God, she used me. I was used. I was used. Cool.
Stifler enters the pool room.
Followers?
Mom?
Shipwreck?
Oh, hey, Stifler.
Stifler faints. In dog years.
You know, I just gotta say that women, like a fine wine, only get better with age. Of course, I have no basis for comparison, but, it was good.
So you almost made it, huh, Oz?
I'd just say that we had a great night together.
You hang in there, buddy. You'll get there.
You know, guys, I think we're falling in love.
Wow. No, that's great, man. That's awesome. Hey, you know what the coolest thing is, guys? It's this. Right now.
It's true, I mean, after this, everything's gonna be different.
After getting laid?
After high school.
Here's to the next step.
To the next step? To the next step. To the next step.
They toast with their soft drinks. The sign outside Dog Years reads, "Congratulations, seniors." Jim's at his computer. Nadia's on the screen. He gives her a thumbs up and she returns the gesture with a broad smile. Jim adjusts the webcam and begins to strip and do his hip-thrusting dance.
China, the Chinese chicken. You have a drumstick and your brain stops sticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on. With all our maisons. I hope the smoking man's in this one. Like Harrison Ford, I'm getting frantic. Like Sting and Pantrick. Like Snickers guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make man film.
Jim, now in his boxes, is unaware of his dad opening the bedroom door. Dad watches as Jim thrusts and gyrates to the beat. Dad walks away along the landing and starts to dance. He thrusts his hips. ITFC audio description.
Hello to your mother, your brother, significant other. I am the summertime, and I'm here to free your mind. Kick off your shoes, the booze, and use anything that you're mine. 'Cause this is the summertime, and it's here. You think it's hot time?